The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
All right. I think I've got it for Rock Wars. We've got our friend Marcus Mangan. I wore my Into the Pit shirt yesterday, Marcus. I was actually feeling kind of strange about that. I don't wear shirts with this show on it. But I did yours.
It's but like, you would wear mine.
I wore yours yesterday. I'm like, I'm wearing an Into the Pit shirt.
Yeah, I know. I believe I walked in and I said, poser.
Yeah, well, yeah, you were right. But it was, I mean, I don't listen to it. It's garbage. But still, I'm just saying, you're a good host, but that music is just, it's for a very
maybe
special
Moon
group.
Valley Plumbing should sponsor me.
They would do it. But yeah, it's definitely something to flush and listen to as toiletry. But people like it. Who am I to say, right? I mean, I just don't like what you like. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's crazy talk.
The same reason about the whole Dua Lipa thing, how people think that you're crazy.
And right. They're wrong. I mean, look at her compared to what you're looking at. Good God. Hemlock versus what I'm staring at? Yeah. Please. But I giggle at yours, so I do find pleasure and joy in it. But it's Into the Pit, 7 to 4:30 in the morning on Sundays until I get here, right? I think that's about right. It just never ends. It is interesting. I am fascinated by it. I just can't. It's almost like when you try to jump into double dutch. I understand it, but I'm going to mess it up.
Do you need me to give you like a playlist to like ease into it?
Yes, I need a tutorial on how to get involved in that stuff. Okay. It's going too fast. It's a moving train. Anyway, it's interesting stuff. Marcus joins us for Rock Wars every Wednesday along with Brett. They are the chair. And this week, I think we need it. We just talked about it. We need a song to sing as wingmen for each other for tonight's deal. We need a close talker, COVID, unsafe, I'm in a situation that if I tell you a lyric to this song, you'll know, okay, he's in trouble. Or a way you can come to me and say the lyric to a song without giving the game away to the person talking, you know, and that'll be our code for, uh-oh, we've got a problem. I'll get to that in a second. We're good. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's a code song for close talking.
You could just say a lyric from that song.
The song is the key. Or if you go to, like, if you have it on your phone.
Even humming it.
If I have it on my phone and I accidentally play it, that means I'm in trouble. It's a red alert. A song that says, uh-oh, I'm in one. That warns me. And not only that, maybe actually penetrates the close talker and makes them realize, oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Well, that's evidently what they want.
That's inappropriate, John.
Welcome to my new hotel, the inappropriate. That would let them think, oh, that song speaks to me. They're telling me I'm a social cue nightmare.
I mean, so if this song comes on, then
don't do it.
You'll know.
No, don't do that. Damn it. It has to make sense. It can't just be Frank Stallone's earworm. God damn it. Oh, now it's in my head. All right, a song to cue your friends that you have a close talker, you are in a clinger situation, and something you can have on your phone at the ready. You hit play, and your friends will know, uh-oh, he sent out the alert. We all need this. We did it with people who want to do small talk one time, and the thunderstruck came up because people talk about weather. So the song was Thunderstruck. So you guys understand. I have a feeling Marcus will come up with something that's going to be quite interesting lyrically. We'll find out. Something that cues your friends that you need help. In a situation, you're talking to a clinger. If you've got any suggestions, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can fire it off. 585-9800 is the phone number. I got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got text 97936. We'll do that. And Rock Wars is coming up next.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD.
Ninth 5:30 Wednesday for the Battle of Musical Supremacy, known as Rock Wars. Each week we pit songs against each other and try to have a championship. I think the chair's got to be leading as we start into the second half of the season.
He's got a 5-week
No
lead?
Kidding. Guys tore it up the first half.
Jeez.
I've just made some trade deadline moves, and we're going to be all right for the second half of this thing. I'm coming back. I heard Jack McKeon as my manager. It's all going to be good.
Old school.
Old school. He'll take you back from 25 games under to the World Series. Don't
I just
worry
signed
about
Chris
that.
Paul for 4 years, so.
Smart move. That fourth year made me nervous. I didn't like the fourth year.
3-week lead on you, John. They've got a 6-week lead on Brady.
Okay.
12 wins for the chair, 6 for Brady, and 9 for you.
All good. That's pretty good. All right, I'm right on your heels. We can catch this. This week's theme, after my win last week, go for 2 in a row. Basically, I should have just said it this way. It's the spatula song. Pauly Shore tried to use the word spatula against us to get kicked out of the room, and none of his handlers picked up that he was throwing code out. He needed a better code. Also could be used, as the emailers have so gently suggested, song to play when Toledo's talking to you. That's essentially what we're going after here. Something you would say when you're in a conversation with Toledo. So each one of you have a choice now. We're going to use this tonight for our party over there at Four Peaks for Cha-Ching Chavez. Rock Wars is also brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. Short or long-term collateral loans from $10,000 to $100,000 plus. No credit needed and top dollar paid with the entire process. Taking only several minutes, Brady. MoMoneyPawn.com. That's all you need to know. They bring you Rock Wars. You know what? I'll start with Brady this week. Brady, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going with an 80s classic.
No.
Yeah.
Shocking.
No. Yeah.
Come on. Who are you?
The Tubes, I'll Talk to You Later. It's been 6 months. You've never shut up once.
Is that a lyric from it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Who are these people?
I just want to hear that being played throughout the time that
throughout
we're at
your life
Four Peaks.
On a loop.
Isn't this a little too contemporary for you?
I mean, it is Reagan era music.
Yeah. You've never shut up once.
The local boys, the two.
Yeah.
Fee Weevil. You still alive?
I think so.
I think, you know
all
him?
6'5".
John knows
right?
John,
yeah, of course, John.
You're pals with him? Oh, okay. He's lying.
Knows where he lives.
He owes John money. That's why he's not friends with him anymore.
Just, like, swear to God, I'll pay you back. We're going to get a gig over here at the Rock Bar this weekend.
I'll pay you back the $15,
the
I swear.
We're doing a Tubes reunion, dude. She's a beauty. 21 tour.
Talk to you later, and that's about it.
Yeah. We're going
to
play those two songs and then, like, do covers.
Tour of Parking Lot. Yeah.
We're playing a pop-up carnival over at the Food City.
No, we weren't invited.
No, we only get 20 minutes on stage. We can get our two songs out and talk. All right, Chair, you're up.
All right, well, of course, we need something that everybody can understand, not just thinking, hey, are the pipes bad?
Mm-hmm.
They need to hear the lyrics and understand the lyrics, so a lot of my stuff was unfortunately out. And I'm a very blunt individual, so I just chose Prodigy, Smack My Bitch.
Oh, my God. This starts playing.
Yeah, and it can blend into any surrounding.
Right. Smack my bitch up. So if you start playing this, one of us has to come over and wreck it. Like, we have to rescue Marcus. Because he's about to fist fight some lady.
Yeah. And hopefully the other person kind of gets the hint just on the lyrics.
Right. Take my picture. Smack my bitch up. All right, well done, everybody. But I went for the low-hanging fruit because it's just so real. Plus, I got a great word that's from the lyrics that you can't not pick up. If, let's say, Brett, Marcus, you guys are standing next to me, you see that I'm with somebody, and you don't recognize that I'm in the death spiral conversation with a close talker, and you hear me ask the question, have you ever read any Nabokov? Everyone will know, oh God, John's talking literature. There's no way he's actually meaning that. The book by Nabokov is brought up in the song, Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police. Clearly, if I start playing this on my phone, and I've asked you if you've ever read, the whole song's about an inappropriate relationship. The guy doesn't want you this close to him. If you have, as the person talking to me, don't understand why this is playing on my phone, and I'm now talking about a book that nobody's read, you have to understand you're the worst person on the planet. So that's my recognition song. If I bring up Nabokov at all, that means I'm done talking to the person across from me. Please, close talkers, don't make us play the song. Pick up on the social cues. That's all we
have. Response isn't that book by Nabokov?
I could say that. Oh, the book by Nabokov. If I say that, help. I just screamed out I'm being raped.
And the one boring guy you talk to knows the book.
Oh, of course I know Nabokov. Damn it. Then I just hit the song, and it just goes right to this. My song is actually younger than Brady's by a year.
Sting right. is younger than Brady.
Is Sting younger than Brady? That can't be true.
No.
By not much, though. That's a tough battle. I'd say Sting's probably in his early 60s.
Yeah.
He looks better than you, but we knew that 40 years ago that was
going to be. Hey, 69.
He's almost 70?
Yeah.
Jesus, he looks a lot better than you, Brady.
No way.
Yeah, this is embarrassing for both you. He looks better than me, too, but a lot better than you. All right, there's your choices. We'll go back to the emails today. You've got the chair's choice, which is smack my bitch up. Get that person off you, the clinger. Brady chose Fee Weeble and the Tubes.
His song is younger than yours.
Is it?
By a year. Yours was 80, his was 81.
It was a tight battle.
Yep.
Mine's the last Carter season.
Yeah.
And he got the Reagan, first year of Reagan. What did you choose?
Talk to
you later by the Tubes.
Tubes.
And I chose Don't Stand So Close to Me. It is up to you now to vote. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can fire him over on text 97936. Wars, Facebook, all the other stuff that we've got. We'll find out what John Gordon will. Actually, it's John Gordon's anniversary, so more than likely John's is going to pick it. But I still want to hear from you guys and what you think. We'll find out who wins Rock Wars next.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
Right in the middle of Rock Wars. I have to do, something for this kid over here. John Gordon. August 4th, 2001. Wandered into the hallowed halls of KSLX to polish the shoes of a young Mark Mayfield. Susan. What was her name, Susan?
Stone.
Stone. Susan Stone. Stone. That's right. 20 years ago today, John's first day here in our cluster. How long until you were at KUPD? 5 years later, so it's sort of his 15th anniversary at the good one. But he was over there, you know, paying his dues in the piss pot we call KSLA. Anyway, congratulations, John. You may be voting in a second. Right now, the Rock Wars, a song for close talkers that may be invading our space tonight as we head on over to Four Peaks for the Ching Chavez release. The beer that helps the Humane Society. Beer, puppies, kittens, forget about it. Is there any better charity event than we could do? Four Peaks always helps us out. Humane Society is just amazing people. It's going to be fun. 7 to 9 tonight, 8th Street between McClintock and Rural at the Four Peaks. Everybody knows where that is. Rock Wars brought to you by Mo Money Pawn. We thank them for helping us out. And the Close Talker song the chair chose, Smack My Bitch Up. If that song plays or lyrics come out of your mouth around one of your wingmen, you know that man's in trouble and needs help. Brady chose Talk to You Later by the Tubes. Which, by the way, if that played and I was standing across from you, like, this guy's nuts. I don't want to talk to him anymore. So it would actually work for me.
If that song played, I would just leave.
I'm in an uncool situation. And then Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police and the word Nabokov, for me, was my choice. On the emails, Brady won somehow with the Tubes.
How the hell did that happen?
I think the Tubes and their family members.
The Waybill family.
They're from here. Fired up a little local pride. 12-8 over the chair. I got 3 votes, which is weird. Not that I got 3 votes, but one that he did. Good topic this week. I'm picking Brady. The excitement in his voice when he announced the song was enough to warrant the pick. The guy likes the Tubes. That was very apparent. I'm actually disappointed in the chair. Come on, chair. I was hoping for something brutal. Who cares if the average sane individual can barely understand the words of that garbage music you normally play, Marcus? Play it. Satan is sad today because of you. It's true. You made Satan sad.
How am I sad?
Not you. No, you're not. What? What? Oh, geez, there's something I didn't expect.
You're grounded from hell.
This one says, that's the wrong one. It says, I was driving to work and I realized when I typed you it was a typo. Brady does not wind hands down. He wins hands down. So ignore his last one. This one says, The Tubes has more than two good songs. Our first two albums are great.
Okay. Thanks, Neanderthal.
Struck a chord.
Thanks, Neanderthal.
Yeah. Thanks. Time machine guy. This one says, Bert, Satan, great picks this week. I was surprised. No anal pustule poppers that came off you today.
Oh, he had some of those ready
for sure. That would have. Brady finally picked a song with a video that was in color, which is cool. Chancellor, perfect as always. You have my vote in the hearts of all Americans. Thank you. Decent choice, John, but quite literal. Maybe too literal, don't you think? I'm loving the chair selection, so I say they win this week. Brady, my disappointment in your selection continues week in and week out.
That's tombstone material.
Yeah. This one says, there is a song you missed by Czarface, which I just wanted to bring up, Czarface. I think that's one of the C-Z-A-R-face, Czarface, and MF Doom. It's called Close Talker. The intro of says it all. It might be too literal as well. Did you get any Facebook or any of the other stuff?
Haven't checked Facebook, but there wasn't text,
there. It doesn't matter.
On text, it's we didn't do dead heat between I just went, the chair and you.
Let the boy have it. It's all his right. anniversary. I just wanted to get some comments from the peeps. What do you got?
We've been doing a lot of charity work at the station recently.
Oh.
And I'm really, really proud of what we've done. So we're going to give charity to Brady today.
Yes!
Oh, man. I knew exactly where that was going.
I did not see that coming.
Really? A make-a-wish choice.
The second he said
charity,
thank
you so much.
Well, congratulations, charity recipient.
Win's a win.
All right. That's true, I guess.
Do we have to play it?
Yeah. The tubes will play now.
Talk to you later, man.
It's Brady's fault.
All 4 minutes.
No, let's do the entertainment drill first. This thing's almost 5 minutes long.
Entertainment drill.
How dare you, Fee Weeble?
Did
he still live here? You know. You're outside his house. Don't act like you don't know. Where does he live, John? Come
in
on.
In the tubes.
Where does he live?
Oh, jeez.
How many times do I have, like, if I went by Waylon Jennings' grave today in Mesa, how many times would I see Fee? He's there, you know. Waylon's over by the Hohokam. People visit. Weirdos visit that thing. Anyway, all right. Well, you got it ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is your fault. The tubes, everyone.
Enjoy.
Do we got to play all 5 minutes?
440.
Yeah. At least my grindcore songs are a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least his garbage only lasts until you want to die, and then they end, because they know.
That's the point of it.
I understand that.
Pull
and that's
the
best
over,
part.
Get out and dance.
All right. We're not. Just pull the car. I'd turn it. To be honest with you, I'd turn it.
Yeah.
Come back for the entertainment.
Check some other stuff out. Expand your horizons, for crying out loud.
What's Woody doing right now?
What's going on in the Woody show? You know what you should do? During these moments, check out Woody and realize how great we are.
Well, we've gotten a couple of texts this morning that said that they're never turning into that station again.
Uh-oh, what'd he do?
Apparently he's doing something that he recycled from last week.
Oh, that's terrible. Like the Guadalupe replay. No one would ever do that.
What?
Terrible thing. But yeah, and you should listen to him and then realize how good you have it here. And quit bitching. Here you go. It's your Fee Weeble moment. It's the tubes, Brady. This is your fault. Go get them.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.